It is the Maria and Chad Show. This story really intrigues me, Maria.
It sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
Yesterday, we talked about him. Will Novak is his name. He lives in Mesa. Local guy that's making national news because he responded to an email that was intended for somebody with his same name mm-hmm. and a similar email address, but he was invited to a bachelor party.
And again, this is somebody he has no idea who it is.
And so he made a GoFundMe page. There are people financing his trip, but he's actually going to a stranger's bachelor party. It's going to be this weekend.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Day weekend. Let's see if we can get him to answer. I want to have a lot of questions for this. A lot going on with him.
Hello.
Will.
Yes.
Good morning. It's the Maria and Chad Show.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine. Good to be talking to you.
Now, when do you leave for this bachelor party for a stranger?
Friday morning, like 7 a.m.
Dang.
So when you land, yeah. Are these people picking you up at the airport?
That was their initial proposal, but to make sure that I had a means of escape, I decided to rent a car just in case they turn out to be killers.
Well, you know what? That actually is kind of smart, because if you get there and you just don't mesh with them, have you seen like pictures? What do you know about these people that you're going to go spend the weekend with?
Not a whole lot. I've seen pictures of the other William Novak, and I've talked to him on the phone. He lives in Brooklyn. He seems like a really cool guy. And then the guy who sent the initial mistaken email, Devin, is the groom-to-be's brother. And I've chatted with him just on, you know, logistics, where to go, what's the address, things like that. So, and they seem really great. I've done a little bit of internet stalking to make sure that I'm not getting myself in anything too crazy. And yeah, they're all like my age, mid-30s. A lot of them have families. How crazy could it be?
Now, your wife is okay with this?
Yes. I'm getting to be out of my wife's hair for a weekend and someone else is paying for her. She's thrilled.
And you have a newborn at home, right?
Yeah, 10 months old, yeah.
Was that part of your logic when you replied to this email? You're like, wait, I can get away from the baby for a weekend?
Yeah, I might actually get some sleep. It'll be great.
You are not going to get any sleep. You're going to a bachelor party.
That's true. Yeah, but no, that was the big thing, was trying to figure out childcare, and a couple of friends were like, we'll watch her from, you know, this time to that time or whatever. And so a bunch of people volunteered and we're all set and it should be great.
So it's Angelo is the guy that's getting married. Now, is the guy who also has your same name, is he going to be coming to the bachelor party as well, or is he not able to make it?
Yes, no, he's going to be there. So there will be two William Novaks there and then two Angelos there. Both Angelo and his father are both Angelo. And then Angelo's brother is Devin, and the girl that Angelo is marrying is also Devin.
I found this amusing. If you could share with everybody the bachelor party t-shirt, your picture is going to be on Angelo's bachelor party t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right. I had written them back that, you know, if they tried to kill me, I took karate in second grade and they better watch it. And I sent like a silly picture of me from second grade doing karate. And now that's what's on the back of the bachelor party t-shirt. It says yours in partying, Will from Phoenix. So
on the surface, it seems really odd, but it sounds like you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, from everything I can tell, I've been chatting with the guys. It's like, they seem like my buddies here in Phoenix, you know, strangers that are, you know, best friends I just haven't met yet.
Could this possibly be the new script for The Hangover 4? Are you going to come home with a face tattoo and a missing tooth?
It definitely seems that way. A lot of people are like, this is a movie. And I'm just like, is it a horror movie or a comedy? We'll find out. I hope
if you want to keep making headlines, you need to show up at Sky Harbor with your emotional support tiger and say, you know, I'm going to a bachelor party. I need my tiger with me.
That's a great idea. I'll see if the zoo can lend me something.
So the costume thing that was on the invitation says, bring your 80s attire, ridiculous, awesome get-ups, etc. for skiing. Just ask yourself, what would Angelo wear? Obviously, you don't know Angelo. What would Angelo wear?
I have no idea, exactly. So I went to Goodwill and got a bunch of like really garish American flag stuff. So I'm going to kind of look like Evel Knievel, I think. So wow. It'll be good. It'll be kind of over the top.
I am actually jealous. I think this is going to be great.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to try the GoFundMe money that I raised to pay for my flight, all the extra money we're going to give to Angelo and his wife for expecting a baby. So right now that'll be like, we're going to be able to like cut them like a $2,000 check, which is an awesome way to start their new life. So something actually good's coming out of it too. So that's exciting.
How much did the GoFundMe raise?
I haven't looked yet this morning, but it's close to $3,000. So, you know, I needed $750 to pay for my flights and car rental and stuff. So anything beyond my $750 is Angelo and his wife's to have.
Wow, you're like a nice guy too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm coming and crashing this guy's bachelor party. It's still his day. And he's got a baby on the way. So
I see these all the time on social media, GoFundMes, but never to send a complete stranger to a stranger's bachelor party. So was it like one person that donated a huge amount of money, or like how did you come up with $3,000?
Well, to start, this first 750, I only posted it on my first personal Facebook page, and it was just all like my friends and family each chipping in $5, $10.
Yeah.
And then by the time I got done with dinner on Thursday night, 2 hours later, we had already reached 750, and that's when I tweeted. I said, "Holy cow, this thing funded $750 in 2 hours!" And then the tweet is what took off even more, and more people shared it. And yeah, now some random people that I don't even know, or people that are in Vermont and New Jersey, are pitching, you know, $5 in here or there, and like, "Hey, buy a drink for Angelo on me."
Well, please tell your wife she is the best wife ever for allowing you to do this. And also, we'd love to follow up with you next week to see how it all turns out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to do that. And if people want to follow along, I'll be posting pictures and videos on my Instagram. So just search Will Novak on there. You'll find it.